Anna, I'm presenting on behalf of Yvonne Anthony, who is the director of our office, and she couldn't be here. So I hopefully will be able to give you a really good overview of this model. So today I will be presenting on the Detroit HIPAA model as an innovative approach to organizational efficiency and multi-sector collaboration within the local public health department. A little bit about myself, I work as the principal epidemiologist in the HIPAA office at the City of Detroit Department of Health and Wellness Promotion. And I've worked in public health for over 5 years. I started off at the federal level with the United States Public Health Service, the Indian Health Services, where I worked in Aberdeen and moved on as the substance abuse epidemiologist at the State of Michigan Office of Drug Control Policy. And I started at the Health Department in 2006, where I work as the environmental health epidemiologist. I supported the LEAD program. And now in 2008, I started with the Office of Health Information Planning Policy Evaluation Research, shortly called the HIPAA office. And I got my public health training at Tulane University and undergraduate training at the University of Michigan. And before I start, I just wanted to give you an overview of the Detroit Health Department. And the Detroit Health Department is governed by the Mayor's Office and the Detroit City Council. And we are the only city health department in the state of Michigan. We are the only city health department in the state of Michigan, and we service a very high need population of over 800,000 people in the city of Detroit. Our services include, we provide vital records, birth and death certificates to people who were born and died in the city of Detroit. We provide animal control services, we track dog bites, and things like we work along with the Humane Society to remove strayed animals from our communities. We also service three primary care clinics, which also provides STD treatment and prevention, prenatal care, as well as family planning. And we have a WIC program that have multiple sites throughout the city, high-risk areas. And they provide services to women needing nutritional services. We have a maternal child health division that provide programs such as the fetal infant mortality review, shortly called the FEMR report. I have that report going around. That's fresh off the press, actually. We printed that about 2 weeks ago. And I'll tie it in later in the presentation, as well as the Nurse Family Partnership Program. And we have other programs such as the Substance Abuse Treatment and Prevention Program, Emergency Preparedness, and what our office offers, the HIPAA office, data support and resource to our institution, the Health Department, to our community stakeholders, as well as legislators within the city of Detroit. So as I stated earlier, I work in the Office of Health Information Planning, Policy and Evaluation Research, shortly called the HIPAA office, and during a time where programs and health department are experiencing massive budget cuts, such as what's going on in the city of Detroit, this model is being presented as a best practice approach to improve organizational efficiency, intra-departmental collaborations, and improve coordinated services, activities, and practices, and which will lead to a more comprehensive approach to public health delivery, as well as work collaboratively to push the departmental goals. Historically, our office was called the HIPAA office, the Office of Health Information Planning, Policy, and Evaluation. And in 2007, our administrator set some goals to build our institution to be a data center, a premier data center for research as well as resources. So before that point, and at the health department, we have data in so many different formats. We have it in paper, electronically, and there at that point, programs really didn't have a coordinated way of reaching data. So with this expansion, with the research component to the HIPAA office, we had an opportunity to better coordinate our research activities, such as how to review research proposal that will fit into the departmental agenda, that will fit into our priorities, as well as restructuring HIPAA. Prior to our the restructuring process, the HIPAA office only had one manager who worked, didn't work in evaluation, planning, policy, and had two office assistants. So with the leadership, and this being a priority, poured funding into our program to centralize the five core functions of public health, which is behavioral health sciences. We centralized two health educators within our department, a policy analyst, epidemiologist. At this point, I supported the lead program, and I was housed within that program. So the epidemiologists were centralized in this office, as well as a biostatistician, and we have a health reference librarian who will help us with our research. And this restructuring helps to improve the infrastructure and all the programs collaborate in a more effective fashion. So hopefully you can get three things from this, why this model is useful, the necessary components for this program to be successful, and the anticipated outcome of our HIPAA unit. And so basically, our model was based, built from the interorganizational relations theory, a theory that focuses on multiple organizations, how they work together in a coordinated effort to achieve organizational goals. And we modified the theory from multiple organizations to intra-organizational focus. So instead of working with various organizations to push a goal, we're working within the same department and how programs within that department can, and various disciplines within the department can work together to strategically and centrally push the organization's agenda. And this model has been used at the Health and Human Services. There's an office called the Office of Planning, Policy, and Evaluation at the Health and Human Services. And I've seen variations of this model at other public health departments that will have an Office of Planning, Policy, and Evaluation as well. So based on the IOR theory, there are three areas that must work together for this model to be successful. You must have a community that presents complex health and social issues. We struggle with health disparities in the city of Detroit. We have many good things going on in the city of Detroit, such as Motown and the cars. We also know for Faygo Pop, and Canada is right across the border. But infant mortality is a definite problem in the city of Detroit. Right now, our unemployment rate is at a record high of 30%, high crime rate. We have to improve our structures to promote physical activities, and food deserts are a major concern. And economic strains, right now we're the health department just, you know, cut their staff by almost 20%. Our office lost about 50% of our staffing. And you must have a strong political backing. Your administrators must believe in this model and push you to support funding within that department and that office to move this to be an effective model. Again, for the function error. So why this model? It allows us to access new information, ideas and materials and other resources by the cross-fertilizations between public health policy, biostatistician, and health information. Because we're housed in the same office, we can communicate on a daily basis, more effectively. Example may be where a policy analyst was to present this presentation, and because I communicate with her on a daily basis, there's no gaps within the process. I can come in and step in for her and carry on the duties. Where you have gaps, I'm working with the on a daily basis with the maternal and child health epidemiologist. I can also run those reports. It also helps us use our existing resources more efficiently. Potential to maximize effectiveness and influence, ability to address issues beyond one discipline, such as epidemiology. The health educators can come to me and I can provide them with the data to present their information more effectively and use a data-driven approach. And I can also learn from the health educators to how to present data to the community, because they go out into the field and they work with the community quite often. And we always have the policy implications as we write grants and paper. The policy analyst is there to help us and to think about what are the policy implications within that. And it promotes a shared responsibility throughout the organization as well. Organizationally, we help the entire department. We also offer planning, strategic planning. So we help them think conceptually and analytically through their strategic planning process to think about their goals, how they can collaborate with other programs to reach their goals, to optimize coordination of resources. And it promotes a positive attitude and norms throughout the institution by sharing the information and being able to reach the data in a timely and effective way by us sort of working with the various departments. We know the various populations that a program may be working with, and we can sort of connect the two. So some of our responsibilities include managing and analyzing the departmental-wide data. Prior to that, for example, the LED program had its own database and MCH had its own database. So working into this centralized location, we have access to all of the databases. And for those databases and sources we don't have access to, we've organized it in a way where we can refer other programs and managers and our administrators to reach those data. We also have built a strong connection with the state to be able to connect with them whenever we need data sources and to fill data requests. We also perform economic evaluations, such as cost-benefit analysis, and our vital statistician helps us with that. For instance, we were almost lost some funding for immunization, and through working out an immunization funding formula, we were able to save our funding through that. And I was able to sit with our biostatistician and learn how to actually derive a cost-benefit analysis, exploring policy implications and seeking new grant opportunities, providing training to staff. In the LED program, I worked a lot with GIS programming. And by the centralization of the HIPAA office, I was able to train the policy analyst, the health educator, to also use GIS programming. So. Okay. I can see you from there. Just put up two. So we conduct community assessment, and we just got funded to conduct our first BRFS report. And this grant was actually written very efficiently. We had the health educators helping us with it. The epidemiologist provided the needs statement, the policy analyst provided another component, and we're actually successful for the first time to get funded. And this year, we will actually be collecting data for our first community-level behavioral needs assessment. This is a product of this centralized model. We conduct policy analysis for our legislators and our administrators. And the health educators use our data to communicate the message. So this is our staff. We have a director where in some institutions, you may have a manager for the EP department, or you may have a manager that manages the health educators, or the statistician, or the evaluation. We have one director that is sort of knowledgeable in all of these areas and can help streamline this effort. And because I have 2 minutes, it just goes into detail what all of the components and what we do. And these are our products, and I'm passing around the FEMA report. And this is an example of how epidemiologists and the policy analysts and the health educator got together, worked, and this is our first FEMA report, even though we've been doing FEMA for 10 years. We do a lot of work at the local public health department, but we really don't, we haven't worked to work efficiently and collaboratively. And this is one output that shows the effort with all of the different disciplines working together, what kind of products that can derive from that. Technical assistance and training is key, where by the data requests that we receive, we can identify what training needs the department is in need of, so we can then put together training seminars to focus on the specific areas. So what we want to do is, if programs and departments are challenged financially with the budget cut, they can use this model, and it is an effective tool for communication, collaboration, and coordinated services. We want to hopefully expand our staff to better meet the needs. Right now, one of the benefits is the coordinated effort, but another piece of it is that we get a lot of data requests, and we get a lot of requests for planning, for policy, and sometimes it is overwhelming. So if we can get more funding to expand our staff to better service the need of the health department and the community, that will really help. And with that funding, we can then grow into our own division. Right now, we're a small office of 7 staff members. So this is the director. And if you need this presentation or anything, you can contact me. And special thanks to Jay Clement, who was supposed to give this presentation, but could not be here today. And I thank you for your time.